sharing from my heart in Christ, a word on God's Word granting us freedom. Do you need freedom in some areas of your life? Hear what God's Word has to say about that. John 8, 31, 32, and 36. Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." If. See, God says some ifs in the Bible. If you do this, God says, I will enable that, or I will do that. So if you continue and abide in my word, you are my disciple indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. God's word can, and I believe with all my heart, enable tremendous freedom. Pray God's word, beloved ones. Pray it into your lives. Pray it into your situations. Pray it into your families. Pray it in for your nation. Pray God's word, because he says, and be in God's word. One of the greatest joys in my life is when someone will say to me, "Through you, I got into God's word more." And I just really believe that is one commission that God has given me. Encourage my people to be in my word, for the word is a lamp unto your feet. And then you could say, like it says in 1 John 2, "I'm strong, the word of God dwells in me." And so how does it work that the word of God, grants you freedom? Well, here, verse 36, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. If the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Holy Father, God Almighty, he honors his word. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12, Amplified says, "God is alert and active to watch over his word to perform it." His word works. All we have to do is believe it and persist to believe it. Hallelujah. So I tell you, precious ones, one of your greatest challenges will be to be faithful into the word. And it will enable, once you get in there by the Holy Spirit, one of your greatest blessings, that we can say, "I'm strong and the word of God dwells in me." Oh, Father, those out there that need freedom from stress, tension, anxiety, alcohol, addictions, God, help them get in the word. Help them love the word. Help them desire the milk of the word that they can grow. You said we live by every word that proceeds from your mouth. So, Lord, help them to be strong people of God, living by your words. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we all agree by our amen. Our amen, folks. God's word is one of my greatest blessings. Bless the Holy Spirit God left us.